Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, I'm going to say something on the Mike O'Mara Show that might be a bit
controversial.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you for saying that at the same time I did.
Sorry. No video. I don't know where that's going.
It's all right. The fact is that I've talked about it for a while now, and I was speaking to my wife about this at dinner the other evening as we enjoyed our Valentine's Day 4:45 reservation, because of course the locusts had taken everything from 5 o'clock till 8 o'clock at night, because that's the prime time and that's what they do, and they do it 6 weeks out. And I was looking around the room and I was seeing the sea of gray hair, myself included.
Sure.
And I was looking and I was saying, you know, the thing about these folks, and then just the other day I was in back of a car that had a license plate RTIRD. Retired.
Ah.
And I looked at this another brand new car, just shiny brand new car, where and I said, that person looks able-bodied, and most of the people we saw at this little restaurant we were at for Valentine's Day that looked able-bodied. And so, well, here goes the controversy. I'm going to jump right in, because I don't think there's any way of soft pedaling this, but I will tell you, it's just an idea. You can shoot it down, both of you, if you choose to, but I'm believing that forced labor camps for senior citizens might be something that I'd like to.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think too many senior citizens feel like their life is over, and it'd be different, Mike, if they had to go out and really think about, you know, getting some sort of trade.
It would stress them out, Oscar.
Yeah.
It would stress them out. If you bring a truck to a community like Cocoonville, and as they're leaving the golf course, before they, make their dinner plans, and I have also said to my bride, there are women down here that have not cooked a meal in 34 years.
Right.
So I you know,
how
that,
dare they?
Well, I think if you put them in the forced environment, force them to cook for people, you could provide a lot of very inexpensive meals.
I think a lot of the skills would come back.
Right. I'm not talking about really hard labor.
Yeah,
here,
labor might not be the right word. Like a forced hobby.
No, just camp. Some sort of
gulag.
A camp for seniors that have enough energy to do something else and just sit there and get early reservations.
Exactly.
And
how about like
an
anti-recreation center?
No,
I'm saying this right now. I am willing to take this on as a part-time basis. So because I know I'm one of the few down here that work full-time, and I work from my home, and I'm very blessed to do that. And I will tell you this, that I would be willing, because my work, as it always has been, is shift work in the world of radio.
Yeah.
We don't have normal hours down here. But the fact
we're always
is,
on, Mike.
We're always on, always working. But the fact is, I would be willing to take on some of these forced jobs in a part-time basis. Like, for example, what you do is you take all the servers that work in restaurants down here and you say, go to the beach, you're in the prime of your life, go enjoy yourself, and you replace those servers with the seniors that they've been waiting on.
Yes.
I actually disagree, Mike. I think you're on to something, but I would say you take that generation needs to work, right? It's on them to work. They need to work regardless, the younger generation.
I disagree, Oscar. I'd like to see them all be able to play.
They need to work. The younger people need to work. What I think that's, and this is not a bit, this is what I really feel.
That always makes everything
just
sing
in case.
This is not a bit. All right,
I feel that if you are in your mid-50s to even, I would say, early 70s, and you're spry, you are in the right place to really take over some sort of web movement. That if you apply yourself to a social media business or updating some sort of website, some sort of admin side, you are sedentary and those fingers work.
Well, no, but you
all
see,
you have is time.
You've got
to
you
earn more income.
That's you need to save those for those jobs for the people that aren't spry. You need to put those.
Spry. You gotta thin the herd.
No, thin the herd. How about this? And I know Oscar has a problem with
lazy people. Yes,
but no. But, if it was Oscar had his druthers, toddlers would we'd bring back sweatshop.
They would be toddlers There would be toddlers on treadmills making electricity.
Learn work ethic early.
But you brought up an interesting point.
Incidentally, if we put my son to work in the in the food and beverage industry, I know what he could sell.
What's that?
Wine. All right, sorry.
Waka, waka, waka. Sorry.
But you brought up an interesting point, Mike, and I think it might better society if we did allow the people in their prime of life to have more leisure time. What about forced leisure time for the seniors where the bus picks them up? 8 a.m., say.
Now, you're doing happy check.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Completely over the
leisure for lesions.
No, what if you made them go to the beach every day for 8 hours?
So they can get skin cancer?
Now, what is the point of that, Rob?
Because it keeps them off the roads. It keeps them out of the restaurants. It
keeps them to stay at the beach?
Yes, they can put up an umbrella or something.
Yeah, but they do that in their own neighborhoods.
But they can stay at the beach and out of your hair from, say, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah, get out of my way.
And it's an easier sell. It's an easier sell.
It would make my life happier.
Because if someone comes to you and says...
I'd rather put them in the Everglades.
Well, they can do that. I mean... They could go and explore and root and dig.
And dig.
As long as they're out of the house and out of the way. Mm-hmm. That's what's important. And it would be easier to sell like a what do they call those, airboat? Those things on the swamps?
Tours.
Yeah,
airboat tours.
It's easier to sell an airboat adventure.
We'd subsidize the airboat tour people and let them ride for free.
Big airboat
all
would benefit.
Day long.
Exactly. And they would like
drinks.
That.
Give them drinks. Give them whiskey. All they want. Keep them like you would. I watched Master and Commander the other night again.
Yes.
But Carla was thrilled at that. They're cycling it on cable again, Master and Commander. And, I got the man crush on me and the Russell Crowe.
Sure.
Only the Russell Crowe when he's like in olden times, like
grizzled.
And,
but not too old. You don't like him as Noah.
I don't like him as Noah. No, he got too schlubby. But I love Master and Commander. And they filled him full of grog. So we can load these people up with grog, and then they can do things like take out tour boats.
Yeah, and you know what? Like it doesn't always have to be the same leisure activity.
Right.
1 week could be a week of airboating, could be a week on the beach. And how about a week of watching movies?
Listen to this. This is the way I'm processing this.
Okay.
You replace the Florida men, the people, and let me explain these people that are down here. The people that the party has started too early and is wrapping up too early.
Yes.
I'm talking about the people in their mid-20s to mid-30s, maybe early 40s, where they've just burned themselves to a crisp already because they're down here, and you see them riding their bicycles because of their DUIs, and they're just riding around. And, they sell you the parasailing tours.
Yes.
Get out there. You put the responsible senior citizens in there.
I can drive a boat. That. But not a car.
You know what? We got a lot of ideas. Maybe I shouldn't even discuss this. Maybe the solution should be you get a giant earth saw and hack off the whole peninsula and let it just float out.
Float away?
Sea. Let it float into the fucking sea. That's what you do down here.
It's scary.
Not that I'm a little burned out on Florida, but I'm burned out on Florida.
Better than Maine, though, Mike. Better than Maine.
Yeah. Maine would be problematic right now with the massive amounts of snow. Yeah.
And the problem is that Maine is where Mike keeps his earth saw.
Yeah.
So
that's
he can't
keep the giant. Well, it's a collapsible earth saw because it's got to be awfully big. Awfully big to saw a hole, starting in Jacksonville and move it all the way over to Pensacola.
We're halfway there.
And you got to switch out the bits.
We are halfway there. You went too far south. You're cutting right through Disney. You can't do that for the love of God.
Giant
you
earth do saw. That. A giant collapsible earth saw.
Right. Anyway, it's the way they are down here. If you're hearing our wonderful voices, and some of you that are not seeing my wonderful voice, once again, blame the old people. That's it.
Yes.
I'm just blaming them for coming down here, and this
Who
is the time
them the
where
internet?
They do their stuff. No,
that's right.
Apparently the corporation known as Comcast has major system-wide issues. issues in our state today. So that's why you're seeing no picture of me, and you're hearing my wonderful dulcet.
We ran a speed test on your internet, and we actually have the audio of the speed test if you'd like to hear it.
Let's run that now. We did that right before the show started. This is the audio of our speed test to see how fast our signal was down here in the great state of Florida. Let's run that right now.
Boom.
There it is.
Yeah, it's not
there
fast.
It yeah, not
what you're paying for, Mike.
Boom.
She might be affected by the Earth Saw.
The Earth Saw. Well, everybody's afraid of the giant Earth Saw with its big automobile-sized teeth.
Automobile?
School bus-sized teeth. It's like a giant chainsaw. Right. And then, of course, you have to get...
Diamond-tipped.
Yeah.
You have to get, grill. Neptune. You have to get a Greek god, or is Neptune a Greek god? I don't know.
Neptune, I think, is a Roman god, is he not?
I don't know my mythology. Yeah. So,
Poseidon might have been the Greek god of
Poseidon.
The
yeah. Well, you would bring Poseidon the water. To operate the dang thing, because he's got to stand up to his ass
Poseidon
in the water.
Poseidon needs to do his job in Northern California, doesn't
get
he?
Get your fork out.
Can I say, I'm glad you brought that up, because this, on a serious note, let me just say to all our friends in NorCal, you know, NorCal. Our hearts go out to you, because you are going to get more rain now coming in. And that is a terrifying situation out there. So please, our very
rough.
Best.
Yes.
And a lot of spirit of cooperation with neighbor helping neighbor out there, which
prayers
I think is
out.
Wonderful. And as far as the powers that be, what was it? Warned about a decade ago that this thing was going to fail. They knew it. They let them know it. They didn't do anything. But I hope that somehow they're able to get through this situation. You know,
it's like having a bad contractor, but it's the government.
Yeah.
Right.
Good partner to have out there.
And Rob, if you were looking at me right now, you would see my finger up in the air, because I will tell you this.
Yes.
That, you know, I feel for the people of Northern California. I feel for the people that live near that dam.
Scary.
But there is no way in hell they're getting my Earth Saw.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
As I've grown older, each year I've dropped holidays from my calendar that I don't think apply anymore. And this year, I'm proud to say that I dropped Valentine's Day. Now, let's clear things up. I'm not saying we shouldn't have a holiday of love. Just not in f***ing February! It doesn't belong there. It does not belong there. And if you ladies want this holiday because it's your holiday, we're not going to even argue about that, are we? Because if you don't realize that men don't give a shit about it, and if your husband is telling you that he does, then you have tortured him like some kind of prisoner of war. The holiday doesn't belong in February. When should we celebrate it? In the spring, when a man can feel his nuts again. It's February. It's the height of flu season. Honey, we're gonna go to a really nice restaurant, aren't we? And have a really romantic meal. Oh yeah. We're gonna go to the nicest restaurant on the planet, because money's no object, because that's how much I love you. And we're gonna do that when I can get to the car. My pants. Happy Valentine's Day.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Hi, everybody. Live from the Fiverr Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. you can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by Texture. Now more than ever, it's time to support free press and real facts. And magazines are your ticket to great investigative journalism. That's why Texture is the best. Texture has totally reimagined magazines. It's the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. The Texture app is totally searchable, so you can enjoy the articles you want to read, plus daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you, my friends, can get a 14-day free trial. Why subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you could have all of the best ones on your smartphone or tablet all the time for way less? Plus, Texture was selected as one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps, so start your free trial right now. The iPad's where I have my Texture. Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for way less. texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading or get busy dying.
You know, anyway, Mike, you've often accused me of being OCD. Do you know how hard it was for me not to hold my thumb up to you during that spot? We don't have a video connection.
I saw he was fighting. It's like he's fighting gravity.
It really was. It was tough.
Very, very difficult.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day. I don't want to leave our New England friends out either. For the folks up in Maine, we have a lot of listeners up there in Maine, the great state of Maine, and you're getting whacked again with another snowstorm. And they're talking about heavy wind, wet snow, blowing roofs, collapsing, and all that. So
scary, you know, scary.
The world is going mad. So problems in Northern California, problems in the great state of Maine.
Problems also in Washington, D.C. when Oscar tries to alert Adrian Garcia, our intern, that he has seen him on the roads, beeps at him, Oscar, what happened?
Yeah, Mike, we have a drug problem here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm not happy about
that. He doesn't seem to have any problems with him.
Not happy, not one little bit about this.
Either. I see one of our top three interns, and that's really a low bar now that I think about
it. I think he's trending.
No, he's not trending.
Down.
He's been trending at three for the entire time because we have four. Right. He's not the worst, but he's at three. And he comes through in times that you like. Adrian will be like, oh,
he's right now yawning and stretching. So this is gearing up to be a good segment.
I can drive so and so to work the next day when no one else wants to do it. Right.
He is part of a service industry. His real job is he is a hotelier.
He's a hotelier.
Mike, I'm driving.
Maitre d'. Manager, hotel manager.
Employee of the year at his establishment, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. This employee of the year, and they must have a low bar.
Yeah. Oh, kind of tells you the quality they got over there, huh?
You showed up for work, employee of the year. He always shows up.
More Toblerone, ma'am?
But this is the third time, the second I've documented on the program, where I have tried to communicate to Adrian as he's doing another task.
Yes.
And he does not respond. He does not look my way. This time I said, I'm going to honk at the lad as a car would because I'm in the car.
Right.
So he's next to you on the highway?
Yeah. No, he's next. He's a pedestrian and I'm in a car.
Right.
He's walking down a ramp and I am driving up essentially. Right.
Okay. So he's walking down the ramp. He's walking down the driveway ramp up to the drugstore while you're driving in, and he didn't see you. He didn't pay attention.
And I honk the horn twice, because I see him, and he doesn't even look at me. He just keeps moving.
He is so very high.
Empire State Building kite from the observation deck of the Empire State Building.
Let me just paint the picture, folks. When you're talking about this ramp,
yes,
there is a driveway, a ramp that buttresses up against a solid brick wall.
Yes,
there is no sidewalk. There is no. This is not a wide area.
No.
You cannot avoid seeing or acknowledging an automobile that's driving up if you're walking down, because you're basically walking down something that's made for cars and not people.
Yes.
So to not hear it or pay attention to it, Adrian, where was your head besides up your ass?
Not dropping the Amazon packages that I'm going to deliver to you, Mike.
But still, But you were within 3 feet of a
you
car.
You didn't even look
hold
my
on.
Way.
No. Now, hold on. Oh. he's actually, his strategy.
Sidebar.
Yeah. His strategy is very, very nice. So you've got packages that you're sending to me?
Very heavy and very delicate packages, Mike.
Exactly. And yet he's walking on the ramp and this is what he hears in his head.
I'm not paying.
Heavy packages, man.
All right, turn the music off for a second. I want to ask Adrian, how did you come by these packages?
Oh, now, it's radio going, equipment, Mike. I'm going to burst your bubble right now. It's nothing to do with anything fun.
It's the equipment that
Yes. I walked in this morning and Matt goes to me, "Hey, Adrian, I have a royal quest for you."
I try and make it sound fun.
Is this the
it's just busy work.
Is this the equipment that's going to allow me to be seeing your pretty faces again?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's fun in that way.
Yes.
Okay. But really, this is sort of like, this is like the equivalent of Matt Bloom, Pony Boy, coming up to someone and saying, "You are the only person I trust to scoop the cat box."
Hey, Adrian, can I ask you a question about your hotel?
Go for it.
Since you're one of America's premier hoteliers.
I am.
Let me ask you. So you're the one you work at, the Hampton Inn?
Yes.
They serve the breakfast in the morning, right?
Complimentary every morning from 6 a.m. till 10.
How many thumbs are in the eggs?
None.
I want to ask about thumbs. The eggs. Oscar, I specifically want to ask about the eggs. Are they the powdered variety, or is there somebody back there in a kitchen that's cracking eggs and actually making scrambled eggs?
I really hate pulling the curtain back on this and ruining the illusion, but...
Say curtain.
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 Thank you.
I'm sorry. We get them refrigerated. They come in a bag. We just heat them up in the microwave and then we scramble them up.
Now, I have been into...
That's worse.
I have been to a couple.
That's worse
I don't
than
eat them.
Powdered eggs.
Aren't the eggs great?
They come in a bag and you microwave... Oh, I'm going to vomit.
Now, I got to
know... How many hotel eggs have we eaten?
I've been to several complimentary breakfast buffets at your hotel.
Yes. And
I would say hotels that are like your hotel. Are the eggs scrambled or are they like... And sometimes you get like square egg patties.
Yep, you called it. That's what it is. It's
square.
A big rectangle patty of eggs.
Oh, so like individual like egg patties that
exactly.
you can eat?
Yep. Yes. And then you get a whisk and you smash them together to scramble them.
Oh, so if you get if they're served in patty form, it means you have a lazy hotelier.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh
my God. Can you imagine that slicing a square
of
eggs?
I've seen that before.
All right, take us through the process of making the eggs. Tell me what you do.
They come in the packs of about 6 or 7. They're really heavy, too. And then you just put them in the microwave for about 5 minutes. You get 3 of those. You put them in a tin.
Chafing dish.
A chafing dish. Thank you.
Chafing dish.
Chafing with this hard C,
chafing
right?
Mm-hmm.
This is so chafing dish.
C, yes.
Yeah. No, it's a hard word.
Not a chafing dish.
I bet there's a few hard C's at your hotel.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Don't stop. Keep
They're
going.
They're ladies of the night.
Yes.
Oh, no! And you don't have to be reminded of this, but always pronounce your V.
V.
Always pronounce your V.
Okay.
Say the number 5.
5.
There.
Okay.
I have to go 5. Okay. But 5.
All right. Say the word prostitute.
Escort.
So, would it be safe to say bricks? They come in like egg bricks.
Very flat bricks. Yeah.
Very flat bricks.
Would you say that your hotel is in a bustling side of town?
Very bustling because the airport's right down the street.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
You ever had a celebrity come to your hotel?
Yes. I keep forgetting the name of the band, but the band sings Take My Breath Away from the movie Top Gun.
Oh, Berlin. They were
Berlin.
Such a big deal 30 years ago.
Yeah, she was
that's
a B-word.
That's the greatest right there. That is as non-celebrity a celebrity saying.
And he said
the
yes.
The band Berlin.
I hated that
epic.
Song when it was hot.
I know. Oh, man. Have you ever had any other celebrities, like maybe Aha?
Oh,
Have they ever come by, or Spandau Ballet ever drop in?
I wish. Like that'd be awesome. But I met Doug Benson. He was a huge dick.
Really?
Hated him. Yeah, I hate Doug Benson.
What happened?
He was just being a dick because his room wasn't ready. Because the dude was trying to check in before 3 p.m.
Oh, God forbid. Most people would like to check in before 3 p.m.
But early check-in for the stand-up is impossible.
Why don't you guys have the rooms ready by 3?
Yeah.
It was most likely a sold-out night the night before.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask this, too, since we're on the subject, and I'm just fascinated now the questions are flooding into my brain? The housekeeping staff. Any Hates on the housekeeping staff?
No, it's so weird. They're all like my mom. They're all Spanish and like middle-aged. So every time I walk into the break room,
they're all middle-aged.
They're all middle-aged. It smells like my house when I walk into the break room full of tortillas and
Hey,
soup.
Oscar. Oh, hey, Oscar.
Yes.
Do you ever have the fantasy of like the maid in a hotel, in a major hotel? Do you ever have that fantasy?
So as you recall, Mike, for the past 19 months, about 3 months ago, I spent every weekend in a hotel, right?
Why were you in a hotel?
Because I was
you went to
pursuing
the
my MBA. Yes, yes. Oh, Robert H. Smith School of Business, Mike.
Do you have the degree yet?
I do have the degree.
A master's degree?
I do.
Why doesn't he ever tell
Why
me these
I
things?
Why am I still here?
Right.
Everyone asks. So
you spent multiple weekends in hotels.
Yes, and I had the same issue that Diego had. Every maid looked like my mom. So I was like,
that's a shame.
This is not the fantasy we talked about.
No, but I think it is a common fantasy that perhaps the new maid on staff is perhaps resembling Sophia Vergara,
no.
And you forgot to put out the do not disturb dangly on your door. And
right now, let's dive into probably the horniest man in the room, believe it or not. And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Rob Spiewak, sounds to me like you've given some serious thought to this.
Yeah,
really I think it would be a pretty good one, actually. However, as we are faced with reality, we're not seeing a lot of hotel maids that look like Sophia Vergara.
A lot of Lopez with wigs on.
Yeah, what I recall is Tommy Boy. Housekeeping!
In my travels, to be honest with you, with schedules and being busy, I probably never dwelled on it. But I would say that I've seen maybe 5 to 10 housekeeping staff members that would be, you know, that would.
That's
fall
not
into
a solid
the,
average, though, Mike. You've traveled around the country,
yeah.
Around
but I mean, multiple times. But I'd times. Say in the entire time, but never enough time to really linger longer. But haven't we all had the, you know?
Yeah, of course. That's why there's a category on every adult site in America.
Excuse me. I just got out of the shower. I don't need to. Listen, you're going to have to come back. You're never going to have to come back. Hi there. How are you? No, it's
Pony. Yes, I would like more. We're going to need more towels.
I don't know.
That's so gross, Rob. That is so nasty.
Who
you're
thought
such a pig.
Pony Boy could one up Rob Spiewak? Pony texted me. He said, I'd walk in and say, which one of you needs a green card?
Oh, boy.
Which one of you ladies wants a green card? That's terrible.
That is horrible.
Terrible. That's not, terrible. Especially in this time, it's a terrible
it's
time.
It's a tasteless
kind of
joke.
Humor.
Yeah.
Tasteless.
Yeah.
That's not funny during this time. It's not a good time.
Mike, it's time to come together.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Kellyanne Conway. But
the template for many hotel maids.
I wish.
She looked, Carla described her today as looking like, A, she had not had any sleep, and B, perhaps she finished maybe 2.5 bottles of wine last night.
If you think about it, and this is my only really perspective or context is the Kardashians. They have a makeup team with them at all times.
Yeah,
when they go on vacation.
A glam squad.
Yeah,
a glam squad like Erica Jane on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Now you're speaking my language. Let's do this.
By the way, we boycotted this year. We're not watching it this year.
Who's we? I'm watching.
Carla and I boycotted Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because it was simply to rub our noses in it. There was not nearly enough catty bitching. And too much
wealth and glamour.
Yes, too much wealth and glamour.
Oh, I love that side of the show.
You have to balance the wealth and glamour with horrible, terrible fights to show you how miserable.
That is probably true, but when I watch it, Mike, there is no fantasy in my eyes that I'll ever have any of that. And sit there and I'm like, this is pretty interesting. It's like a documentary of someone in the wild. That's what it is.
I feel about that when I, and this is maybe because of my 57 years on the planet.
Right.
I look at those people and I see tremendous, tremendous displays of wealth. And I also say they're out there hustling for, don't doubt for a second. When they go on those like Greek Isle cruises with they ain't paying for that.
No,
they're not paying for any of that.
Oh no,
they want to show that, and I would imagine even day to day existence has to be quite the grind for them. I don't care how rich you are, those people are probably struggling to cover their ass, to cover their nut. It's not a walk in the park. It's a big nut to cover.
Wags is a similar show, but a younger skewed. It's on the E! Network.
Is it literally called Wags, or are you using some sort of millennial abbreviation?
It's called Wags.
Okay, very good.
Wags?
Yes, it's wife and girlfriends of athletes, right? So...
Oh God!
That doesn't spell Wags.
It's not called Wags. It's called the Oscar Santana Show.
Yes. And Mike, you
full
take
hey, the show that was designed for Oscar Santana.
And here's the theme. Hey, hey, here we go.
It's in
its, the Oscar Santana
I
want to
say it's in its fifth season, fourth or fifth season, right?
Wow.
And awesome. It is a hotter Beverly Hills Housewives because they're all young, they're all dumb, and they're living off their husband's or boyfriend's money, right?
Sure.
Okay, I've watched that.
And they're all half naked running around, and there's a lot of you can't come over to my house dressed like that because my boyfriend's here because their friends are always slutty.
Are you still watching RHOBH?
Yes! Yes, really? Yes, okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Have there any conflicts in that show? Well, I'll go back to
Mike,
it.
Mike, the juxtaposition I want to lay down on you is this.
Oh, boy.
Is that both Wags and The Real Housewives, and you can insert really any season on there, but the Beverly Hills one is my personal favorite.
It is the best one.
Both those shows are like almost a voyeuristic path into how can I get free S for these people? Like the girls on Wags ended up going to Tahiti because all of a sudden Tahiti called and said, the tourism board called and said, let's go to Tahiti.
Sure.
And they took the whole show out there.
Right. And it's what we, and that you can dream for.
Yes.
Dream for our show for something like that.
Yeah,
I'd settle on some garbage scout cruise ship. We'll do it. We'll do it.
The Vindom.
We just need more implants on our show, Mike. Any kind.
Absolutely. Yes. Hey, that's an idea. Start the auditions. We'll take a break. When we come back, I have a recommendation for you.
Oh.
And I am looking forward to telling you all about it. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week with the Mike O'Mara Show. When I left the show in May, things seemed to be pretty much in a rhythm. Now coming back, I have a lot of concerns. Like, does Oscar know that if he wants to have kids, he should actually want to have kids? And what exactly is Mike's prerogative? Have we ever had a successful Wide Open Wednesday? But perhaps the most concerning thing of all is how the hell did Mac become intern number one? Despite these concerns, I'm glad at least some things have stayed the same. Rofo is still a dick, and we can't get through the show without technical issues. Be sure to download the TMOS app to stay up to date on all the happenings at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Maddie. Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Why should you purchase a TMOS bonus show? Because if you like our daily program, you'll flippin' love the bonus show. It's that simple. We do one every week. We love doing them for you. You never know what's going to happen. I call it psychotherapy for the Mike O'Mara Show crew because we go in 40 different directions and we get all the stuff off our chest. And it's great. It's a weekly comedic journey and we love it. And you'll get full access to all of our 2017 bonus content when you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. Plus, you get the entire bonus show anthology. That's over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done. For only pennies a day, you can be a part of the fun. The TMOS bonus package. Order it right now.
Now's the time.
I mentioned to you last week that this time of year is when Mrs. O'Mara and I try to knock out some of the Academy Award nominated films, and we went to see Fences. I was okay with it. Carla hated it.
Yeah. She wasn't a big fan of what Denzel presented.
No, she thought it was just an excuse for Denzel to hear himself talk. That was the review. And the eyes were like wide at the end where I didn't want to argue with her. But, you know, I still say go see Fences. Figure it out on your own. See how you feel. However, the other night, Saturday night. Yeah, we went Saturday night. And I will tell you, I've seen the best movie of 2016-17. It is unquestionably the best movie of the year. And that movie is Lion. Run.
Roar.
Do not walk. Go see this film. Is it Dev Patel? Is that the actor?
Nice pull, Mike.
I will tell you that, and I don't know the name of the actor that plays the young Dev Patel.
I'll look it up for you, man.
Is it Mark Addy?
It's not Mark Addy. Yeah, funny boy. This movie. Here's what I love: a movie that has a great story that to start with.
Right.
And if it's a great story, it doesn't have to be true, but if it's a great story and it happens to be true, all the better, because I think really some of the greatest stories are the true ones anyway. And this is, you know, if you're a parent, you got to see this movie. It's absolutely spectacular.
Can you thumbnail the plot for us?
Actually, it reminds me of my childhood, Mike, if you don't mind. Just I wrote a lot of the Metro Rail on my own as a young child. And thank you.
Have you seen it, Oscar?
No, I saw a documentary about it.
Okay.
About the true story, right?
The story is...
Couple lessons, and I mentioned one yesterday. Don't fall asleep on a train as a child.
Yes.
Your life could change dramatically.
That is for sure.
The idea that the internet can connect families and continues to do so to this day that have somehow been separated, whether it be by war, by accident, by migration... Anything's possible. That still blows my mind that stories are still happening this way, Mike.
Here's what it is. This story. I'm having difficulty finding the words because there's so much I liked about this movie. But I think what I liked more than anything else was the humanity of it and the fact that it shows you the bad, it shows you the good, it shows you how you know. Human beings can overcome so much crap and come out on the other side. But overall, I think we need a story like this now more than we ever have. And it really just made me feel good as a human being. And the fact that I won't do the spoiler for you, but it just you'll walk out of that theater feeling terrific. And that is that's something that hasn't happened in a long time. And I just can't tell you. Dev Patel is an actor that I think gets better with every movie that he makes. And it is, you know, and Rooney Mara, who, you know, I think is one of the greatest actresses working today. She was the girl from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Right.
And she can absolutely transform herself. And she does that understated thing in this movie. And it just was Nicole Kidman's fabulous in this movie as well. It's just good, good, good all the way through. And this is, if you really are worried about even touching a spoiler alert, turn down your device right now. But I'm going to tell you, this movie in the middle, it gets long, but I really feel it needed to be long to satisfy you. So there's the little alert that I'm going to give you. But man, oh man, you know,
you say
these...
something, Mike, that here that is, pardon me, you don't hear much. It's a genuine feel-good movie, and not one that is sort of forced down your throat.
It's a true story.
Being a true story, it reaffirms,
movie,
right?
With reality throughout. I mean, it's right. It's a feel-good movie, but it's got a lot of crap in it. It's got a story of unimaginable despair about. You know, children in India and how many orphans are in India and how much they go through and horrible, horrible, horrible.
You've probably seen that poverty, especially like I saw a few clips of the movie and then I saw the doc on it.
Sure.
And on top of it, there was a solid 60 minute segment on the true story in the show 60 Minutes. And that level of poverty, which is, I guess, always coined as abject poverty, which is you have got nothing, right?
Right.
Absolutely nothing. You're surviving. You're literally surviving day to day,
Mike,
with no guarantee that's
the
happen.
Poverty. And this is not shtick. This is not a bit. That's the poverty my father came from, right? Because I've seen where my father was born, where he was raised. His dad was a miner. He's straight out of the mines. Had nothing.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
Right.
And when you get to travel like you have to Haiti. And growing up in South America, like this is why it's important to travel, whether it's for a humanitarian mission or just general culture. You get to see how great it is here, what opportunities you have here.
Yeah,
and I think, and I mentioned this on the show before, the reason why certain people work so hard, it's not because you have to be a foreigner. It's because you see how horrible it can be.
Right.
Right.
Well, and also the thing about Haiti and the thing about, you know, they touch on it ever so briefly in this film and something that, you know, I think maybe in my as I grow older and I decide what organizations I want to put some effort into the sexualization of children, you know,
it
to me would be you know, they touch on it in this movie.
Right.
One of the things about Haiti when I was over in Haiti was, I don't remember the exact statistics, but they were teaching the girls to sew and to go into a trade, because if they didn't, the only thing they could do was go into prostitution. And I said to myself that, you know, the idea of when you've got these kids that are in this abject poverty, that the options are so incredibly limited. But when you're talking about children, to the opportunities for predators and the very lowest forms of humanity that can prey upon these kids, and it tears your soul apart.
Sure.
I mean, I don't think that I want to throw out the justice system and throw out the idea of, you know, a jury of your peers and that. But when I see a child that is in any way victimized by sexualization, I want to say, give me the gun, take them out. Let's, you know, dispense with the, you know, pow, bullet in the back of the head, because it just makes you, it tears you apart. And, you know, got a little of that watching these kids in Haiti. And it always seems to be under the surface that this is happening to these kids, and it makes it even more, you know, we argue about so much crap when there's so much incredible suffering out there. And here's the thing about this movie. This movie makes you think about that. And God damn it, if it's not a good thing to think about,
right?
It's a great thing to think about. Yeah. It's a thing to think about because, it's a feel-good story, but at the same time, it makes you, you know, that's what, God damn, that's what movies are.
Well, that's what art is. I mean, all art, it challenges you. It makes you think.
It makes you feel.
You walk out of there going, you know, oh, wow, that's a feel good. And then you say, but. And you know, what the work that kids have to do in these countries, the what they have to do to survive, the sheer population in a country like India where these are forgotten kids. But they're, you know, where it seems like where these poverty centers are, there is tremendous populations of children, because there's not, you know, there's not the nuclear family the way it should be. It's incredible. So, Lion, get out there. If I'm wrong, please tell me. I'd love to disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun. But please check it out, because I will be standing on my feet if that movie wins the Academy Award. I don't even know if it was nominated.
I was going to say, can you check for nominations?
I'm double checking right now.
I have no idea whether Lion was nominated.
Sonny Pawar, you asked earlier who the little kid was, as young Saru.
Saru. We're calling Michael Saru now, because the kid was so... Oh, the kid was just... You want to reach into the screen and take him home and raise him as your own. He was that wonderful a little boy. And I don't know how that happens, that a child of that age can communicate that emotion on screen. I don't know how that's possible. I really don't know how they... Because
I think it would almost have to be... I mean, I know acting is a skill. I think it would have to be someone who is either totally untrained,
yes,
or perfectly trained. But if it was in the middle, he wouldn't be able to pull it off.
Best Picture, Mike.
Nominated for Best
fantastic.
Picture.
Good. So check it out if you get a chance. I loved it. And I haven't done a rave on a movie like this in a long time.
Six nominations total.
Man, oh man, great movie. And
Hacksaw Ridge as well, Mike. I think you mentioned that movie.
And now you're off to La La Land, right?
They're doing a PR campaign for it again. They're doing a little push. A
lot of singing.
Before
too much.
Did you see it, Oscar?
Yeah, but look, I'm the wrong guy, right? Because
in so many ways,
I hate musicals, and it's basically a movie with a musical. I didn't like Chicago. I know that's sacrilegious, but
I didn't like Chicago.
You didn't like it either.
No,
I thought you Queens would have loved it.
No. Shut up.
No. By the way, when I say Recco, I go all the way back to Boiler Room, and I say it like
Recco.
Like, what's his name? Giovanni Ribisi.
Yes.
All right. So if you want it, I'll give it to you right now, because it's my only impression of Giovanni Ribisi in Boiler Room when he gets his first Recco.
Okay. All right.
Recco.
Pretty damn.
That's
good,
great.
Mike.
That's good.
I haven't seen it forever.
I'm gonna like that.
Hold up.
We might be knocking out La La Land, but there's Steel Magnolias before that.
Oh, I asked,
starring Catherine O'Hara
this weekend.
That's right. I asked Julia, you know, she runs with the theater crowd now, Mike, with her orange hair, and actually spent the evening with her on Friday night. We went to a high school improv show, and I want to do a big shout out to Shenanigans. But
how was it? Was it good?
It was okay. There is a
Rob, if she stays with it through college, the shows will get better.
I hope so. Well, we were just spectators at Shenanigans.
Yeah, but it's still high school kids.
I got and you know what? I could draw parallels to every kid on the improv team, to a kid I knew in high school, and my mom could have drawn it to the kids she knew in high school. Theater is so unchanging.
Would you like a little audio from the show?
I'd love it. I'd love it.
This is the audio from every high school production I saw. Here we go. All right, here we go.
That's so true.
It is.
I'm in the audience just going,
what?
Well, I know this is that, you know, at an improv show, they call out for variables that they can work into the scene. They said, we need an A-list celebrity. The only thing I said all night. They said, we need an A-list celebrity. And there was a dead quiet, and I didn't want them to leave. And I said, Jerry Seinfeld. And Julia leans over and said, Dad, that's not an A-list celebrity. Be quiet. So,
oh, wow.
Okay.
They needed somebody more youthful.
I suppose.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd would have probably played better. But I do know this, is that when your scene is failing and you're 15 to 16 years old, just adopt a Southern accent, because they all do that. But that's not the reason I brought you here. I asked Julia this week, and I said, do you want to see La La Land? Because, you know, running with the theater crowd, I thought it might be something we can bond on. She says, and this was so great. She said, I don't know, Dad. Everyone is telling me how much I'm going to love it. I don't think I want to see it if that kind of pressure. And, you know, and that's exactly how I feel.
Good point.
That's exactly how I feel. If 300 people tell you that you're going to love a movie and then you go see it and you don't like it, somehow you're letting them down.
It's a lot of stress.
It is a lot of stress.
I just can't believe when they asked for an A-list celebrity, you didn't shout out the standard that we always use.
And who's that?
Michael Bolton.
Mike, they didn't say A+.
We will take a break, and I will give you the very latest on my white trash driveway.
Nice.
Yeah, the guy came with the stuff today. We'll be right back. 2 o'clock this morning.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by one of my favorite things in the whole wide world. I'm talking about Blue Apron.
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. O'Mara and I love it. You see it online when she posts those delicious meals that we make with Blue Apron. It's the better way to cook. Blue Apron has the highest quality standards, and because they ship the perfect amounts, you don't waste food. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients that make delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less. Carl and I are addicted to it. When it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease, you can't beat Blue Apron. It's simple logic. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make better meals, and there's nothing like seeing that guy arrive with the Blue Apron box, and we know that all the food is in there, all the ingredients, all the seasonings, all the protein, all the produce. It's fantastic. Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they will make it right. You could be eating cashew chicken stir fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice, roasted pork with apple walnut and farro salad, crispy barramundi with quinoa and roasted carrot salad, or udon noodle soup with miso and soft boiled eggs. Wow! It's that exotic. It's that delicious. Check out this week's menu and get 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. The driveway stain day, what, 5 or something
yes.
like 4?
Mm-hmm. Stain day 5.
The stain guru came out and...
Is that on his card? Is that like his name, like
no,
Mrs. Green Thumbs?
No, it's like McGilly Snippy Power Wash thing.
Oh, the Power Wash Company. Okay.
It's actually Ardinger's Power Washer. That's what it is.
Does a regular power washer get that stain out?
I'll be there on Tuesday.
I don't want to do the driveway. I can't work with mine. But anyway...
that poor man.
No, he's a dick.
So the guy shows up, and he's late. It was right before the show today. But
just couldn't make it on time.
He looked at the stain. It's a reasonable price. It's to do it. And he said that he gives a 90%. He will get rid of 90% of the stain. He said, I do that because I don't want to overpromise. That's a pretty good
That's
statement.
Good. Smart.
I'm confident that it'll look at least better than it does right now.
And he doesn't have to replace any of the pavers. He can actually work on what's there. Well,
he's
that's
using
great.
Using it through the magic of poisonous chemicals.
It'll look like a very light birthmark.
That's it. Yeah.
it's like removing a battery acid stain tattoo.
Yeah, and your driveway is going to look like Mikhail Gorbachev.
When you get a tan, you won't even notice it.
That's right.
But he's. But here's the thing. Here's where the early senility for me, Carlos says, you know, you've used him before. He said, I have. He said,
oh,
yes,
no.
You've used him before. And I remember the guy. He's the same dude. Got out of the truck. Really, like, super nice guy. Great guy. And
but you
and
didn't
I
recall remember, him.
I didn't remember him. No.
Oh,
I
that's
but
bad.
I remembered I liked him. I remembered I liked him. And he was a good guy.
White yeah, guy. Latin. Black.
What does it matter? Why is it always color?
Well, exactly, I like Oscar. To picture the guy getting out of his truck servicing Mike O'Mara.
Mm-hmm. I think he was from Tatooine. I think he actually was from Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Oh, yes. Yes. He hung out, hang out at the cantina.
Oh, speaking of that, did you see, Rob, did you get a copy of the new Weird Al video with Patton in it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird Al did a new music video, and Patton Oswald is in
it. Is he
it,
great?
Pretty funny. He doesn't have that big a part, but,
oh, okay.
But he's
all
in
right.
it. And, you know, because he was in it, I gave it a like. That's it. I don't like, everybody knows I don't like Weird Al, but I like the fact that he used Patton in it.
And you liked his most recent book?
Yes. The book was fantastic.
You're coming books, along. Right? You're coming along to the
Weird Al
bandwagon.
Guy.
Yeah.
His kid's book was fantastic.
Remember as a kid, Weird Al was a big deal. But
fantasy guy, Weird Al guy in the know. Yeah.
But in my heart of hearts, I knew he was a hack, right?
But he's not really.
Yeah, but okay, look, you're imagine high school, 96, right?
So right.
Like, did you get the new Weird Al album?
And play I'm harps, like, Mike. We're going way back to 96.
Yes. Yeah, 96. I would look at my friends that were playing the Weird Al.
I believe it was 1986.
No expense was spared.
Yes, yes. As kids. Kids, come in. Come in and see me.
The friends that would be playing the Weird Al album weren't playing any sport.
Like okay.
They just were more creative than I ever was in high school.
Okay, well, I have to draw. I go back further. I go back to the mid-80s when Top 40 radio was a thing.
Yes.
So I wasn't really listening to a Weird Al album per se.
Well,
I
CD
would like,
player, right?
I would, but no, but what I'm saying is I would hear the Weird Al
on the radio
dropped in between the real records, and it was something. It was fun. It was a novelty record, the last bastion of novelty records.
The reason why, I guess maybe I didn't have that perspective,
right,
is... So
didn't play a lot of it on HFS.
No. I mean, they played it before I got there, I'm sure, right?
No.
And they didn't. All right. Ooh. Well, then I remember being a senior in high school and then going to Wildwood, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And on the marquee, it said Weird Al sold out. And I said, man, like that guy must be a bigger hack than I think he was if he's just selling out boardwalks.
Well, he is.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
true.
That's it.
His best stuff is not the stuff that was the most popular. He's musically very, very
talented.
Yes.
Yes.
Incredibly
I believe
so.
That now as an adult. I see what he's done.
But, and also, he is embraced by the comedy community. And the fact that Patton did his video is part of that, I guess. But I don't think that we're going to be revisiting the video Fat anytime soon and saying that man was brilliant.
And looking back at Dangerous Paradise parody.
I think it's easy. I think it's easy when they do that stuff. That's what
song parody
what
is easy
about it.
Song parody you know? Is easy. Always
I mean,
has
you just
been.
You can be clever and put the different you know spots in.
Who
it, could,
who can't you know, rhyme these days, Mike?
Well, it's anybody can rhyme for God's sake. anybody can do a rhyme. Let me see if I can find it. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
I'm looking for it.
So right. I remember the Gangster's Paradise remake.
That was huge. I think was probably his biggest hit.
I remember that was off the Dangerous Minds soundtrack that he remade. Who remembers Dangerous Minds? Oh my God, Michelle Pfeiffer was a badass
and
teacher that you
Coolio,
want to have sex
right?
with.
Mm-hmm,
yes, and Coolio.
Play.
I never seem to finish all my food.
See, this isn't so bad.
I always get a doggy bag.
I took everything back.
From the waiter, so I just keep
what's still on shoe. Sound okay, boys?
Yes.
This sounds great. We're actually enjoying this. And I take it
home. This is the one that patents it. Save it for later. Parody of Royal. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation,
microbes, enzymes, mold, and oxidation. Oh, this is Weird
Al. There's Pat.
I love him. I take everything back I just said. This is great. Plastic cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed in tight. Yeah, you do. Yes.
Okay, so you hit the edge.
He's 57, and he's still killing it.
Yeah. Yes. Still
and
killing it.
Patton plays the director of the he's making him an infomercial with food. And Patton is the guy, and it's got a great – Patton's featured at the end. So check it out.
I will check it out, but I will say this. You know
Weird
what?
Weird Al music video. It's called Foil.
I wouldn't give that probably – I wouldn't listen to it a lot of times.
Mike, it's gotten a ton of views. Go ahead,
but Ron. I enjoy hearing it that first time and also trying to figure out where he's going with the parody. I'd say that's clever. I wouldn't call
over,
that hack.
Almost 9 million views.
Wow.
Over 11 million, Oscar. Over 11.
Oh, you got a different link.
Oh, so that's 20 million together.
I'm on Vivo. Vivo. Yeah.
Vivo. It's, Vivo.
It's pretty intense. Pretty fantastic.
Damn, son.
Fire. That's it. That's the only reason I put that in. Because Patton, you know? I love Patton. I love Patton. And hang in there, my friend Patton. I'd love to get him on the show when he comes into town. And that's it. So I just wanted to share
that. We can congratulate him on his... did we mention that he won a Grammy?
A long time ago.
No, he won a Grammy last Sunday.
Oh, he won a Grammy?
Yeah, for his comedy album.
Really?
Grammy-winning Patton Oswalt. It was one of the events. It was one of the ones that was announced before the presentation because it wasn't a rock song.
That sucks. That's a drag.
Yeah. But good.
I like it when I don't have video for you guys where I can just hear Pony go,
That's probably the best part of the show.
Who didn't know that?
We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need on the Mike Olvera Show with the white trash stained driveway. We'll be right back, everybody.
Wednesdays are wide open.
Do you believe in live on the Wednesday?
It's your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, and Oscar.
Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. sharp.
The number to call in is 1-888-920-MORE.
That's 888-920-6673.
It's so much fun, you may lose your mind.
It'll lose your mind.
Remember that magic number to have fun on your hump day.
1-888-920-MORE.
Wide open Wednesdays, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I like that one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everybody knows that Amazon.com is the first place to go when you need something. Of course, Adrian was carrying in our Amazon packages today.
Yes,
and you can make a difference, and you won't even realize you're doing it. It's that easy. The next time you go to Amazon, access it through our Amazon portal and make a difference, everybody. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it is the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. That one step makes all the difference for us here. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it, and they will bring it right to your door. Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that easy to make a huge difference for all of us. Why aren't you doing it? Please do it today. Don't forget. And we like to remind you periodically to use the Amazon link on our webpage. We really do need that. So thank ye in advance.
News.
Playboy! I love starting a news program with Playboy.
Sure.
Playboy is ending its commie no nudity policy. Yes, sir.
Yeah, finally.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Woo! We win again. We win again.
You're not Maxim anymore.
Yes, we win, everyone.
There'll be a centerfold, Tina, darling.
We win.
I'd be naked.
I don't know if you remember this, but Hugh Hefner's son, Cooper Hefner.
Looks just like him, by the way.
And by the way, if Cooper Hefner's ever heading down to the beach, maybe Ocean City, Dewey, Delaware, anywhere like that, perhaps Cooper Hefner could stop by the fabulous Whitehall Inn for some of those Cooper Hefner fabulous fruit fritters. Anyway, Cooper launched a bit. Cooper and Tyler and Todd. He launched a bid last year to regain control of Playboy with the promise of bringing back the naughty bits.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
He was named chief creative officer this past October, and thanks to him, the March-April issue, Are You Playing Playboy After Dark?
It's the theme to Playboy. Playboy's theme by Cy Coleman.
The March-April issue will once again have, some nude in it. The cover even says naked is normal. Cooper says, quote, nudity was never the problem because nudity isn't a problem.
Right.
Today we're taking our identity back and reclaiming who we are. Absolutely, Cooper. Hey, you know, he's going to save the product is
of
what
course.
He's going to
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah.
Sadly, there will be no full frontal. Well, a man can dream. At least not in the upcoming issue, but just breasts and butts. Not clear if that's the policy now or if they're just gently easing us back.
That's always been the policy at this podcast, Mike.
Yeah, B&B.
B&B.
Breasts and butts.
That's right.
Thank you.
A lot of dudes taking off their shirts.
You know, we talked about Derek Jeter, being Mr. Bachelor for so long. Well, he retired from baseball, got married, and now Derek and Hannah Jeter are expecting their first beautiful child. You know it's going to be a gorgeous baby.
The baby has been born.
The baby is still good looking. The rent stays the same as before. Why are we doing that? Hannah says, quote, big moments also have a funny way of making you look ahead. Now pregnant with our first child, Derek and I are looking forward to the future. She made the announcement in an article she wrote for the Players Tribune. She also revealed it's a girl. Quote, he already has a name in mind. He's set on it. We'll see.
It's
whatever
Derek.
Her name is, I know she'll run circles around. Yes, the girl, little girl's name will be Derek.
Derek
Jeter Jr. Okay.
The second.
Hey, you guys hit me to this show, and I was so grateful. Stranger Things Season 2
will
hit Netflix on Halloween, and it's almost a guarantee that Netflix will want it to continue beyond that. The creators, Matt and Ross Duffer, the Duffer brothers, want to make sure it doesn't wear out its welcome, and so they expect it to end after 4 or 5 seasons. I think that's a good idea.
That's valid. Fair. You know, it's funny. My mom was looking for something to binge watch over the weekend, and I said, you know, I don't know if it's your cup of tea, but we all really like Stranger Things, and it really was an odd recommendation for her. She doesn't like horror. She doesn't like the supernatural, but she's way in. She's 5 episodes in. She called me, and I got to say to her, and it was so great. She says, I'm loving Stranger Things.
Oh,
I said,
that's sweet.
I said, poor Barb. She said, I know!
That is so cool.
Ross Duffer says, everything changes as we move forward, so we'll see. So he's not making any guarantees,
cool.
Which is great. Matt Duffer says, I want it to have a really finite ending. I don't want it to be one of those shows that runs out of gas. You want to end when you're on top. The Duffer brothers stop short of saying that they have a plan now for how it'll end, which seems important for a show like Stranger Things, but they're thinking ahead, so it's possible that they do have it sketched out. Ross says, quote, hopefully you'll come to the end of season 2 and feel fully satisfied and want more, but you'll feel like it has come to a conclusion, and also that we've laid the groundwork for further seasons. Smart guys.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Obviously taking it seriously, our entertainment, and we love that in America. Back in the good old days, like 2015, people gave red roses for Valentine's Day because that's the color of love.
Mm-hmm.
But now everyone just has to be all unique and different. According to a new study, red roses have plummeted in popularity over the past 2 years. Only 28% of people giving roses today went with red. That's down from 47% in 2015. So what other colors are they going with? 21% will give white roses.
Oh.
White roses. 18% will go with blue. Blue?
Blue? How do they even make? I've never seen a blue rose.
I don't know. 17% will give a whole rainbow of colors. That's the Pro Flowers deal that I got for
yes.
my lady.
Yeah, you did.
And
Mike.
16% will give purple.
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 Purple. No yellow?
Purple nurple.
No yellow?
I didn't see that.
Nothing.
Thank you. Here are the top 8 everyday situations that make us feel annoyed and miserable. You ready?
Do they involve Skype?
Connectivity, number 1. No, I'm sorry. Number 1, being sick enough that you have to stay in bed.
Yes.
Ooh.
Number 2, working. Number 3, having to take control of an adult like an elderly parent. Number 4, standing in line.
Yes.
Might be my number 1. Doing taxes or paying bills is number 5. Being in a boring meeting, number 6. Your commute.
Thank you.
Yes.
That would be for Rob. And number 8, cleaning or doing chores around the house. Those are the top eight things. There we go.
I like seeing things get cleaned up.
Well, you like seeing someone clean up. You don't like to clean up yourself.
No, I mopped this floor this past weekend.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
I did a stellar job on my Weber just yesterday with the stainless steel cleaner.
Did you any of that drip down on the lanai?
We have to make a big battery acid stain?
Yes.
No.
Okay,
but
that's
the lanai does need a power washer.
Look, the lanai has a birthmark, Carla.
Might actually knock out that power washing today. I might do that.
This is my lanai. I call it Marilyn Monroe.
I can actually feel the Cocoonville members. Oh, by the way, the big renovation down here.
Yes.
Reno.
Yes. Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Voted down.
Oh, because of your active involvement in the opposition of it. You.
Yeah right.
You Del led Boca a movement. Vista. Yes, Del Boca Vista was to West.
West.
I led a movement.
No to the renovation.
Yeah, no to the renovation. Yeah. So it'll
they're putting all the money towards your driveway.
Do people know that you were the tip of the arrow?
No, I just got a call from the guy that runs the whole thing. He said, the club stays the same as before. That's what he said.
Is it Cuban?
This is the same as before.
Yeah, he's Italian.
Get salsa.
And now a little something-something for Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen. According to a new survey, 54% of people with pets are giving them a Valentine's Day gift this year.
Oh,
and that makes sense because we're in a very affectionate relationships with our pets. 91% tell their pets they love them, 70% let them sleep in their bed, and 32% kiss them on the lips. Bacteria be damned. I am here to say that for Valentine's Day this year, I will be giving Beluga and Frankie. I just said Beluga and Franca.
We had to change it for copyright purposes.
I will be giving Beluga and Frankie the gift of picking up their feces for another year.
Solid.
You are such Happy a good Valentine's such Day. A good gift giver, Mike.
Yeah. Eat the jelly toast, Frankie. 5 minutes after I walk into the studio. Sneaky, swiper, douche dog.
Swiper.
Swiping right and left.
Well, Rob, do you have a bag of, do you have any sound fishing?
You know, it's funny you would bring it up, Mike. Yesterday was very breezy in the D.C. area, but I still took a walk. And I didn't think I was going to gather any audio, but I found some real sounds. So I took my bonnet off and I inverted my bonnet. And I used the ribbon that normally holds my bonnet under my chin as a handle. And what did I have there but sort of a, you know, a basket? And I filled it with cute little sounds.
That was about 45 seconds longer than I wanted to do with that, but that's okay. That's terrific. Rob's little sounds coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Chad from Orlando writes, I'm looking for a simple way to kick my whiskey up a notch. The simplest way, Chad, find some bitters, 2 to 3 dashes, and you will find some additional spicy notes and great complexity to your favorite whiskey. But you really want to go far? Smoke your glass. Piece of cedar wood, burn it, put the glass over the top, and that extra smokiness will come through every time you raise that glass up to your face.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lost My Name. I read to Michael every night. It's our bonding time and a great way to finish out the day. His favorite book is still Lost My Name because the book is all about him. It's easy to create the personalized Lost My Name book. Somebody actually sent me one with Nameberry, which was
That's
hysterical.
Right.
You can actually do that. I did the one for Michael in minutes. Each child's story is based on the letters of their name. If you got a grandchild, a son, a daughter, a little one in the family,
nephew.
You're a family friend, a nephew, that's right. You want to send them a unique gift. This is fantastic. You just have this customized book that's based on the letters of their name. They follow the letters of their name throughout the book. They discover the stories all about them. It's so wonderful. It turns the story into a personal journey. It's perfect for birthdays and baby showers or just because.
Sure.
Plus, Lost My Name also offers another one-of-a-kind personalized products that you can make in just minutes. Just go to lostmy.name. I always get that wrong. Lostmy.name and enter your little one's name for a free preview of their story. Once again, listen up. It's an unusual address, lostmy.name. Enter the code TMOS at checkout. You're going to get 10% if you do that. 10% off. Plus, shipping is free worldwide. Don't wait to get your child their own personalized bedtime story. They're going to love that. Visit lostmy.name. Use the TMOS code and do it today. And we say thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, he went under his sound tree and picked up the sound leaves. When do you want to do the flower
giveaway? I was thinking it might be good after the vault. Do you want to do it at the end of the show?
A nice surprise.
Do you want to do it before your vault?
Yeah, we can do it now too. That'd be cool.
You want to do it now?
Yeah.
You want to give them away now? You sent me a little text for it, so yeah. I figured I'd do that. This is our last day of our Pro Flowers giveaway, where we're giving you free flowers for your special lovey-dovey, and we're very excited about that. Hold on just a second. Okay, let me just... thank you for giving me the chance to reward the greatest woman I've ever known, my loving wife, Michelle. It all started when I first saw her and thought to myself, man, that girl is boxed. I need to know more about her. 12 years later, and I still find her tray box.
Awesome.
I do not deserve to have such a successful mother and sexy professional in my life. Do you have cavities from how sweet that was? But wait, there's more. 3 years ago, our youngest child was diagnosed with autism, and my wife, being the badass work phenom that she is, made the sacrifice to continue to slay the dragon each day while I stayed at home. I guess Oscar might say I am on scholarship. Even her pep talks are full of love and support. It may not be the road that either of us plan to travel, but I can't imagine doing it with anyone else. Just to recap, schmaltzy lovey-dovey, check. Heartstring tugging, check. The funny, did my best. Amazing, wonderful wife, double check. Thanks again for all the laughs and fun. Clay West, let's give Clay a call see if we can get him the free flowers from Pro Flowers.
Love it.
Because if he's not out slaying the dragon, you know, he might need
he better
a
answer
help.
That phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he better. He's home.
Right. Or he's got some questions to answer.
One job.
That's it.
Does he get two bouquets of flowers today,
yes,
Rob?
Yes, we're doppling the flowers today.
We're doppling the flowers. It's very exciting.
Fruitcake rules, Mike.
Yeah. Just waiting
Hello,
patiently.
This is Clay.
Looking for Clay West.
You've reached him.
Clay, this is Mike O'Mara from the famous Mike O'Mara Show. How are you today?
Holy smokes, I'm fantastic. How are you?
Clay, I wouldn't imagine you would know why I was calling, would you?
I've got an inkling.
Okay, would you like to share your inkling with our listening audience?
Oh, I believe I've managed to wrangle up some flowers for my wife.
Yeah! Attaboy. Congratulations, you won a dozen beautiful roses from Pro Flowers, and we're doppling them for you because you're such a wonderful
two
guy.
Dozen,
yes,
two dozen from Pro Flowers because
so
of this.
Much.
That you are Mr. Mom, you are welcome. That was the best letter that we got during the contest. It's a great way to end the contest. And Rob, I don't have the text that I'm supposed to share about this particular contest, but I will tell you that it's a beautiful arrangement of flowers for Valentine's Day from our friends at Pro Flowers. Is that good
Pro
enough?
Flowers. Ours is absolutely the best, and that's fine,
Mike.
They're
wonderful. And Clay, you're a wonderful hubby, and you sound like you got a loving household there and a beautiful wife, Michelle, and have a wonderful, wonderful Valentine's Day. Sorry we can't put them in your hands right now, but you're going to get them this week. So enjoy, my friend, okay?
We will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Clay, and keep doing what you're doing, and good luck with the family. Thank you very much. And now, without further ado, let's dive right into the magical sounds of Mr. Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Did you open the vault yet?
Uh-huh. Ooh, great question. He knows.
Sure I will. Here we go, you obsessive compulsive dolt. All right, thank you. All right, go ahead.
That's not very nice.
I know, I'm sorry.
Dolt, really? I mean, OCD, we know, but the brain lesions, we know. Now it's closed. Now it's
you're killing Dan O'Brien right now.
It's a jar right now.
It's open.
It's a jar. That's enough for some of the sounds to get out. But now we're fully open. Okay.
Very good.
I want to send kudos and thank yous to a gentleman who sent us a jingle last.
A dumbass.
That's me. Ben McDaniel. It's more fun when I can't see you somehow. Ben McDaniel made what might qualify as the shortest jingle I've ever heard. He's the one that had the It's All About You jingle that we debuted this week.
Mm. Rockstar.
Yeah, he sent us this one. This might be the shortest jingle I've ever heard.
Mac.
So So now Mac, jingle number one, I'm sorry, intern number one, has his own jingle, and it goes like this.
Mac.
And I thought, what is the best way to use it in context? Like how, like an example?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got to stick it on his little saying.
So what we do is this.
Mac.
Used panty vending machines.
Mac.
No, it's better. You don't use it at the front. You just use it in the back.
Just at the end?
Back.
All right, all right. We're figuring out how to use it now. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, intern numero uno.
Used panty vending machines.
That's how.
Okay.
You have full bush?
I do. Give me one second.
Yeah, we need the classic.
Are you talking about sounds? Or
You know what I'm talking about. It's Mac saying.
I understand.
I'm thinking full bush.
Mac.
That's the one. That's the one right there.
Yeah.
We'll just keep gathering.
Sidebar.
We're going to keep gathering.
And Mac's going to kill me for this, and I'm sorry, little buddy.
You're not that sorry.
But he railed out on his mom online yesterday.
Oh.
We were playing our video game online, and you heard the battle of all battles with his mother, because he lives with his parents.
Oh, no. Mac. Is he like one of those kids that, like, Mom!
The likes of Mom!
I'm doing my thing, Mom! I'm down in the basement!
He's such a nerd, boy. When's he in next?
Tomorrow!
Save it all.
Oh, that'll be
Save
good.
Save it all. I want a whole segment with him yelling at his mother. That's awesome. Oscar, try to remember it. Jot it down. I can't.
No, I wrote down notes, Mike.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to hear that tomorrow.
Rupert, do you have to do it so loud? I'm doing my thing, Mom!
I've only been on for 3 hours.
Oscar, fireworks on The Bachelor last night.
Oh, my God.
You know Corinne, who has the baby talk, the baby voice. She has the nanny, even though she's fully grown.
23.
She decided that she is going to win this contest by literally throwing herself at The Bachelor and saying, you can do horrible things to me. And he says no.
I know how to make a man feel good. Come, let's go to your room for a second. And I do it way better than anyone else. Because my heart is gold, but my vagine is platinum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yet again, you surprise me.
There's no beating around the bush with me.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Very tempting, but I've learned that always best to wait.
So, what are the IQ points on that show? Seriously, they are the dumbest sounding people, and none of the consonants are pronounced. You know, it's just like.
Nick Vale, The Bachelor, he's really been he's the worst character on this show. And usually
Nick
Vale,
The Bachelor.
That is reserved for Mike, one of the ladies. No, he's his own villain.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight, because I don't watch The Bachelor. She's basically saying, I'll do everything.
Because she wants to win.
She'll do anything for food.
Yeah.
Hit the jingle again. That's a good one.
You like that?
Back. Okay.
Mike, I have to do a little guesswork here. One of your favorite rock and roll songs, you like Tom Sawyer, right? By
absolutely, yeah, fantastic.
Here is a guy, and the video is on YouTube. It's amazing. I didn't know how he did it. He is at the same time, this is not multi-tracked, he is singing, drumming, and playing guitar. And what he's doing is, when he brings the hand down to hit the drum, he's using that same hand to strum the guitar.
Whoa. Okay.
So check this out. This is pretty damned impressive.
A modern day warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Really not far off from what Rush really does themselves.
Right, but it's really cool.
I wish I was
musical. I mean, Geddy Lee kind of does that with the bass.
Yep.
This, of course, you do have Neil Peart. So good, though.
Meanwhile, we have interns that can't carry boxes and wave at the same time.
Yeah. Sad.
Don't even look in your direction like a cat would.
Voice is pretty good, too. Pretty good Geddy Lee.
It's pretty excellent. So that's that. I am a big fan of Will Arnett, who I first came to know on Arrested Development.
Will Arnett.
Funny guy.
But he is doing the voice of Batman in the Batman Lego movie. They put him up to this on a BBC talk show. They said, can you call a toy store using your Batman voice? Ask about Legos, but here's the challenge. Every sentence has to go with the alphabet. So the first thing he says has to start with an A, then a B, then a C, then a D, all the way through without breaking character and keeping the woman on the phone at the toy store. A lot of stuff at play here, but it's pretty great.
Good afternoon, Starlings. How can I help?
Are you open today?
Yes, we are.
Because I'm looking for some toys.
What toys are you looking for?
Can't remember. Do you have any blocks that snap together? Easily the biggest child's toy of the last 50 years.
I'm sorry, I can't help you. I can put you on to my manager.
First, let me ask you this. Go get your manager, that'd be fine. Although, hold on.
Right, yes?
Is there a way... Just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Kryptonite. No, that's the other guy. Lego.
Lego? Yeah, we do Lego, yes?
My son loves Lego. His name is Dick.
Mm-hmm.
He's my adopted son. Yeah. Originally, he wanted Playmobil, and then I talked him into Lego.
Yes.
People love Lego.
Yeah.
Quality stuff.
Yeah, we've got lots of Lego, yes.
Regular Lego or Batman?
We have normal Lego. We have Lego City, Batman.
So if I wanted Lego Batman movie Lego, you guys, you have some of the sets there?
Yes, we do, yes.
Totally new?
Yes, it's just come in, yep.
Uranium. Victory is mine. Because I just remembered uranium and I was telling my son. Sorry. Anyway, would you be able to tell me your closing time tonight?
Yeah, we close at 5:30.
Xylophones. Do you guys carry xylophones too? Sorry, that's just my other son. He's really into music.
Xylophones? No, we haven't got any of those in, I'm afraid.
You've been very, very helpful. I'm sure it's busy. Zoo-like, I bet, right? Okay, well, thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Bye.
It wasn't that great.
Awesome. I was rooting for him. That's awesome. That's a great mind right there. That's an improv actor right there, baby. Wow.
And let us
and
close
the voice
with this.
Is awesome.
Let That's me close great. With this, Mike. This was trending on the social media yesterday. There is a soap opera in New Zealand called Shortland Street. And this is a New Zealand soap opera. And they had one of the weirdest teasers at the end of their episode last week. And I'll just play it for you. What happens is a father finds something unexpected on his son's tablet, okay?
Hey, Dad, this is Lily.
Hi.
Go home, please, Lily. What? Why? Goodbye, Lily. Okay, that was rude. Rude? I'll show you rude. The tablet is still synced to your phone. Please tell me that is not your penis.
I still don't know if it's his penis or not.
Oh, my God.
But I'm definitely tuning in this week.
Now you need the jingle, for God's sake.
Okay. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Tomorrow's Wide Open Wednesday.
Yeah.
You can get on the line and get on the air at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We'll start the show anywhere between 9 a.m. and noon. That's just the truth. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.